Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Bilbrey is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, co-author of Ordinary Greatness. It's where you least expect it, everywhere. Ordinary Greatness is, she says in her book. And she helps people just like you, companies, organizations just like yours, put their best foot forward by helping them understand, the role of leadership, the disciplines of leadership, the things that you and I have to do if we're going to really call ourselves leaders and expect that kind of performance out of our organizations. Pam Bilbrey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, when small business owners found a business, their first thought is just to survive. And then they start surviving, and they start prospering, and then they hire employees. And boy, before they know it, they got an organization. And all of a sudden, they look around, and people are looking up to them. They're looking at them as if they were the leader.
Absolutely.
And over time, you know, things start being required of them that are not, that it's not just blocking and tackling, not just X's and O's, buy low, sell high. Over time, things start being required of them that leaders are required to do, not just managers. What do you think?
Absolutely. As businesses mature, you're absolutely right. You know, this rings so true to me because in the last couple of months, as I've worked with a fair number of small businesses, this topic's come up over and over again about the leader or the boss or the owner of the organization really demonstrating the values that the business has put out there in their day-to-day work, how they make decisions, how they interact with their employees. And employees are saying, wait a minute, is there a disconnect here? We're being told one thing, but as mm-hmm. we observe the boss, we're not so sure that the same rules apply. So it's been really interesting to hear from the employee's perspective because they truly do expect the boss, the leaders of the organization, to walk the talk.
So you're saying when the boss gets up and says, our customers are everything to us, and then when the character test happens where we actually are given the opportunity to treat customers like that without the customer being there, we don't pass that test. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And it may be little bitty things that the boss or leader doesn't even realize they're doing or saying,
right,
but employees pick up on it.
Mm-hmm. Like your kids, right?
Absolutely.
They're like wide-eyed six-year-olds. They see everything and they hear everything.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell the leader of the organization to remember the three M's. First mm-hmm. of all, as the leader, everyone is monitoring you. They're watching your every move. They're taking their cues from you. And what you do, they tend to do, because the second M is mimic. Okay, this is what made this individual successful. This must be what they expect of us, so I'm going to do exactly what this person does. And then the third M is magnify, because not only do they do or say what we do, they tend to do it in a bigger way, and that's fantastic.
Say those three M's again.
The first one is monitor.
Right.
Watching every move. The second one is they mimic us. And the third is they magnify it.
Mm-hmm.
They take it to a whole different level.
Now, there are a lot of people out there right now who own businesses, who have employees, who have children.
Uh-huh.
And it never occurred to them to think about their employees watching them the way they've learned that their children watch them.
It's the same thing.
It is, isn't it? Because you are in that scenario, in that environment, you are the alpha member. You're the leader. You're the person the other people depend on. They have to trust. They've hitched their wagon to your star. They're not going anywhere. It's the same kind of relationship, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It is. And, you know, you mentioned that word trust, which is really important, because when there is that disconnect, then that's when the trust is in jeopardy. And we know how important that trust is in any relationship, including the business relationship, for our employees to do their best, for us to retain our highest performers. There's got to be a significant level of trust in the leader of the company.
Right, right. Well, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you something, Pam. One of the things that that I've been talking a lot about in the last two or three years or so is really helping, trying to get small business owners to understand that they have two roles in their business. One is to be the manager to whatever degree they have to, as I said earlier, do the blocking and tackling. But someone in the organization, at least one up person, has to be the chief executive.
Yes.
And a small business owner can't always be the CEO. In other words, every moment is not a CEO job. Some jobs are management jobs. But they've got to find a way to get into that role as often as they can. And in that role, that's where they have to see themselves, the way you're describing it here with the three M's. That's where they're not in the trenches. They're sort of above the fray, watching things happen. And that's when they need to have this kind of thinking in mind, what you're trying to tell them right now.
Absolutely, it is. And that leader role, as they demonstrate to others what's important for the company, how everyone should behave, where the organization is going, there has to be that level of clarity that the leader provides, not only in their words, but in living that clarity in their day-to-day actions.
Well, an example would be, as a manager, when you look at a customer relationship, you'd say, we've got to get the most profit out of this relationship. We've got to make sure that we negotiate hard and get our price on this thing. And then as the CEO, when things don't go as we planned and the relationship is in jeopardy, the CEO doesn't say, well, I'm sorry, we have to get our profit. The CEO says, okay, guys, this is a good customer. Let's do what we can to make them happy so we can save their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, and all of that are what you call the values.
Yeah, absolutely. The values of the organization and what's going to help make that organization successful and be true to the individuals in the organization.
Well said. And to make them be proud of you and of themselves. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. Her book is called Ordinary Greatness. 20 after. We're going to be right back after these messages with Pam Bilbrey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.